Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
Now, talking about the live performance, you've been busy this summer. I've noticed you've done gigs in parts of Europe, including, of course, Eastern Europe more recently. You're headlining at Steelhouse.
It's one of the highlights of the summer for us. I mean, we get the same vibe. We had a great vibe after the Bloodstock gig we did years ago. We headlined, and we were sort of, it was a new thing for a lot of people, but there were such great reactions in media on people, and it's so nice to get these opportunities in the UK to show that we're a decent live band, and this is one of the highlights of the summer, playing Steelhouse. We've heard such great things about the festival as well. I mean, good vibe, it's growing, it's great bands on the bill as well. They're good at choosing bands, the people that run it. There seem to be fans of music that run it. So, yeah, it's one of the good ones this summer, that's for sure.
Getting more established now. I think this is the fourth year for the event. And we last saw you in a festival event. I know you've done many since Bloodstock, but Bloodstock was, I can't remember what year that was. It was probably about 2009, was it? 2000?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I mean, at Bloodstock, mentioned that to you, and I think also to John Norum in the past, that I've never heard such great outdoor sound. And I joked, I think, at the time that you had some sort of white-coated audio boffin from Sweden in the background, you know, because it was so good.
Yeah.
Because that is a thing, isn't it, about Sweden? You are known for the for quality audio, really.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's... You want to give the best show, and it's magic when you found a good sound engineer and you keep him as long as you can, you know. And we've had Ronnie with us now for, you know, 10 years, and it's like, it's amazing, you know. You just feel safe on stage, you know it's going to sound good out there, and that's very, very important.
Yes.
The worst thing for a band is that when you know you're on a tour, you've hired a sound engineer, and you know people are coming in backstage afterwards saying it's not sounding good. I mean, it's a nightmare for the band, you know, it's really bad.
We caught back onto Europe back in 2004, of course, which was really before the second Renaissance, which I think was Bag of Bones, because that brought you to a more mainstream audience, really, here in the UK more recently. And then we saw you, Joey, back in February 2007 when you were you came over and you played your first gig of the tour at a snowbound Liverpool. It was Liverpool Academy. And I think you were promoting Secret Society. And, of course, we followed the band since then. But we last saw you in the UK on the Foreigner tour in April. What tends to happen with those package tours is that, inevitably, you tend to focus on the greatest hits, don't you, really?
You do tend to lean towards that because you're meeting new people. You want to show them, you want to get them to remember and maybe reminisce and try to invite them into the new band, if you like. So you sort of lean a little bit towards that. So that could be a plus side, could be a minus side. We obviously prefer doing a headline like Steelhouse, for instance, where we can build dynamics, we can play new songs, we can play some of the well-known songs, we can build a long show. I mean, of course, we prefer that to build a show. But as I said earlier, it could open up doors, like you said as well, and also build something else in a different direction. So we have to see it like that. We had a great time, and then we just move on, really.
Yes, because I suppose there's a certain amount of, you know, even now, as you say, with fans, new fans are coming on board. And I suppose with any band, I'm not just talking about Europe, Joey, you obviously want to play new songs, and you need to sort of retain the hardcore following as much as bring on board the new people. And sometimes I think bands get caught in a sort of vicious cycle where they can't really play the new stuff because they have to play the more familiar. And I was just wondering how much of a constraint that is for you, really, because it must be frustrating from a band point of view, I would have thought.
Yeah, it is. We're quite selfish in that way. We usually play a lot new stuff. But we're so lucky, though, because we have four new albums. A lot of the bands that were popular earlier, they come back now and they're doing an album, a reunion tour and stuff, and they have one or two albums. I mean, Europe, we got four new albums, a couple of DVDs, and we've actually taken on a new journey. We use different producers. We actually, the creative process is still fun for us. We try to develop. We are big fans of the strategic and the, also natural, I should say, the career of Rush that took many twists and turns, and the fans just made them stronger. And it's kind of funny to see that with Europe too. We try to push the limits, and it makes the fans stronger. They react at first, but then they come along. So yeah, on a few occasions, you tend to alter the set list and play a bit more older songs, which I wouldn't say we like it, but it can be done on a few occasions. But mostly we stick in songs from our late career, and we mix them in with the old stuff, and it tends to work really well.